This organization is accusing the Tehran of supporting those armed groups in Iraq. The other question is, if Syria was attacked by the Americans, what would be the response from the Iranians? So, are they going to condemn? The other question is for Mr. Hoshyar Zebari with regard to your last visit to Washington and the other European countries. Did you find those countries are willing to attack Syria are serious? And would that be before the 20th of this month?
Well, the presence of terrorists in Iraq that had an extensive relation with the government of Saddam in the Iraq repression, this is what we find a mutual threat. And we still think so.
نحن كنا نعتبر هذا خطرا على العراق وما زال نعتبر هذا الخطر موجود.
We are sorry to say, despite the efforts of the Iraq government, the terrorists were not ready to leave the Iraqi soil, and it led to the clashes that you just witnessed. Well, regarding Syria, we will try utmost to prevent a war from happening, because we know that the warmongers, those who are going to start the war, they can never end the war on their own.
لا يمكنهم أن يقوموا بالاحتواء على مسار الحرب ووضع الحد على هذه الحرب.
We know that the U.S. president is ensnared in a trap that's planned by others, and without any personal willingness or inclination he has entered, and we are hopeful that through prudence he will get out of this trap and would not set up fire in this region, the extinguishing of which would be a very tough thing to do.
دخل في فخ حيث تم فتحه وإيجاده من قبل الآخرين ودخل وبدون رغبته الشخصية ونتمنى أن يخرج من هذا الفخ وبدرايته لأننا نعرف أن وقوع هذه المسألة ليس لا لمصلحتي ولا لمصلحة بلدان المنطقة أبدا.
So we do hope that through cooperation, exchange of views with our Iraqi friends and other peace-seeking nations would stop any war in this region that would be detrimental to everyone.
بواسطة وإبرة التشاور مع أصدقائنا وإخواننا في العراق أن وبقية الأصدقاء والذين يدعون الحرب وبقية الذين يدعون السلام ودعاة السلام أن نحول دون وقوع الحرب التي نحن كمنطقة نخسرها إذا حدثت هذه الحرب.
شكرا.
With regard to the first part of your question, just I would like to add what happened in Ashraf camp. The Iraqi government set up a committee in order to investigate those events, and we said many times that there is no place and no space for those on the Iraqi soil. And we ask the international community and all the other countries to, in order to accept them in a third country. I think this stance is a practical one. It's not emotional one. And for that reason, despite the responsibility of the Iraqi government on our soil, but again, There, of course, we have responsibilities, and there are some foreign countries have promised us and pledged to accept them, but unfortunately the number was very limited, and that was this is the official Iraqi stance, and all the sides, all the parties have been informed. With regard to the other point, to your question, yes, of course, I was in Washington and in Europe, and in fact, they didn't tell us about any date, exact time. We talked with those countries about our position, about view, and we told them that intensifying the situation in Syria, of course, all the regional countries and neighboring countries would be affected, and Iraq is one of those countries, of course, would be affected from security point of view and from those refugees who would flee Syria. As you know, there are more than 700,000, maybe more than that, that Iraq would accept them in the future. And you know, there are some terrorist groups are functioning between the two countries, and we are really worried about that. But if this attack would be crystallized, I don't know. To be honest with you, some countries are willing to see this military attack, but other countries are asking for patience and for more time, and they do not know about this time to start this military attack on the 20th or the 21st of this month. Of course, those countries would decide, but I can assure you that Iraq would not be a corridor or would not be a base for any aggression against Syria or to give any facilities in this respect. And we are doing, in fact, with some countries and with some parties, in order to, we are asking them for the political solution in Cairo, for example, and then the Arab League meeting. We talked to some countries about the necessity to push the matter towards a political solution, and nobody can solve the Syrian problems except the Syrians themselves. This is our stance, our position. Thank you very much. Please. Yes, the other one who is wearing the blue shirt. Thank you. You are welcome, Mr. Minister. Just in your last press conference, I am Ahmed Zubaydi from. You said that Geneva II might convene in the past, could have been convened, but up to this moment has not convened yet. So, and if there was a military attack, what's the future of this? At the beginning, yes, I might have been the first official who warned that the conference too would not convene at this quick, and I said it publicly, and it was a surprise for everybody, because we knew about the situation in Syria and the region, and of course if there has been a military attack, I think this matter would be delayed. Maybe the parties would not be ready to participate in Geneva II conference, and it might be a hinder for any political solution. To now, there are negotiations and there are meetings, of course. As you know, in September there would be in a couple of days, and the General Assembly of the United Nations, and all the countries would talk about this. But of course, we need the approval from all the parties involved in Syria. This conference for the Syrians, but not for the region countries. As you know, the other parties have to facilitate for this conference and to pressurize the both sides in order to go to the negotiation table and to reach a political solution. But again, I'm telling you, there is no time for that, no date. Please don't ask repeated questions. My question is for Mr. Zarif. If Ziya Hatem from Al Hurriya, if there has been a military attack against Syria, there are some contradicted news that Iran might attack some American interests. For example, the